You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, October 31st, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Boo!
Boo! Ah!
Good morning.
Howdy-ho!
Happy Halloween.
Back at ya.
Some random facts about Halloween for us this morning.
Okay.
Now that it's here, only about a third of adults will actually wear a costume. Is that true? Are you? I don't work outside of the radio here, and I am in my perpetual.
Your perpetual costume.
Costume,
yes.
As a mild-mannered disc jockey.
Mild-mannered.
just wearing my headphones and my microphone, and this year my wife made me wear clothes.
Thank goodness.
Best candy ever? Halloween candy?
For random facts, I'm going to guess.
Reese's.
Yum. Well, yeah.
Hey, the candy company Mars has trademarked the term fun size. And they'll even sue other companies for using it to describe their smaller sized Halloween candies. Fun size trademark to the Mars Corporation.
I have a beef to pick with Mars. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it worked, they'll have some fun. Like, I don't have any chocolate yet today.
Yeah.
But they'll occasionally I get to, have a piece of chocolate at work.
Yeah.
The fun size.
Not so fun.
Just like everything else. That damn little thing is just
not fun.
Smaller.
Not fun.
It's smaller now.
I know. Everything's smaller.
Cheapers.
Do you like haunted houses?
I have a hard time just watching.
48% of people say yes. 28% say no.
I would if I could handle it, I think.
Okay. All right. There you go. By the way, if you're planning to hand out wax lips to trick-or-treaters tonight,
Don't.
Nobody's gonna.
Those little wax vampires.
I remember those. Those weren't wax. I'm talking about the ones. Lips.
The wax lips. Yes.
Bad for you.
Wax lips. No candy cigarettes.
I don't even. Can you even buy those anymore?
I don't think so.
I remember getting those as a kid. And you know what? My mom wouldn't let me have the damn apple, but she'd let me have the candy cigarettes. And it led to a smoking habit that lasted 30 years. Thanks, Ma. And finally, good news. If you're scrambling to get out of work early today or worried about how you're going to feel tomorrow.
Yes.
Keep in mind, next year Halloween is on a Saturday because of leap year.
Well, then.
There you go. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
We'll say it ain't so, but Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp, Splitsville.
No. Again?
Again. Yes.
Maybe it's just temporary.
It's been 8 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is the third time they've been through this little thing in eight years.
Yeah.
And apparently the third time was not a charm.
No.
Not a charm.
Ay.
So according to a source,
Meg
has had enough. Enough.
Has she now?
Up to here. And she ended it.
Yeah. Wonder what she had enough of.
I don't know, but she has no regrets.
How do they know this?
I don't know.
Did they ask her?
Any
regrets?
Who are these sources? Well, rumors began swirling about the on-again, off-again couple's separation. And because Meg was spotted out in Los Angeles without her engagement ring.
Uh-oh.
So Meg and John first linked together 8 years ago.
Right.
Then broke up in 2014 briefly. Then they reconciled.
Yep.
Then they broke up again in 2015.
Aye, aye, aye.
And they hooked up again in 2017. And so Meg announced that they were engaged a year ago.
Yeah.
And now look at them.
Yeah, they're split again. They should get a scorecard. So they're done.
Done.
For now.
Break, stop, get out.
I was going to say, it took 8 years for Meg to grow into her cosmetic surgery.
You know who looks decent, though?
Who?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, and he's got a 26-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to talk about that.
Mr. X Meg Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. I see why you brought that up. See how I've forgotten? Because I've just associated her with Mellencamp because they've been together off and on for so damn long.
They were even
gonna get married. They had like a wedding venue planned somewhere in South Carolina or something. I don't know where. I have no idea.
Well, Meg and Dennis even have a kid together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a long relationship. I'm married, I think.
Yeah, Dennis is looking good. Dennis is looking good. Yeah. And good on him that he's got a girlfriend that's young enough to be his granddaughter. So,
hey,
yeah.
A Hollywood charity event used Keanu Reeves' name and likeness to sell pricey tickets.
Really?
They did. They said he would attend and be honored.
Really?
But
ah,
no one had told Keanu that he was supposed to be or that he was being used.
Great. That's wonderful. That's priceless.
Yeah, Keanu never heard of the event or the organization, and he wasn't there.
Well, no, because he probably didn't get an invitation.
I think there's a
lawsuit coming. I'm pretty sure this smells like Jacoby and Myers moment. This episode of the Who Cares News brought to you by...
I like that. It's a Jacoby and Myers moment. The organization promoted his attendance on social media with his image to sell tickets that cost as much as $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this an Amway convention? $1,000?
I don't know.
That's a ton of money. Was this Tony Robbins? Come on.
Don't know.
Wow.
So Keanu's rep said
he
knew nothing about the event.
Nope.
He has no affiliation with this organization whatsoever.
Mm.
And they use his name or they use his image without permission.
I do smell a Jacoby and Myers moment. I do, indeed. We probably can't say that because they're a law firm and they could probably sue us. I don't know why they want to. We got nothing. There's nothing to have. Our pockets aren't even, it's not that they're not even deep. They've got big ass holes in them.
Yeah, move along, Jacoby and Myers.
Anything that goes into those pockets just bleeds out.
Well, bleeding would kind of take a little time. Mine just goes, shoo.
Like a flushing toilet.
Remember those old bank teller thingies and you'd put
the pneumatic tubes.
The pneumatic tubes, yes.
I remember
like
those at the drive-up.
Nothingness.
I miss the drive-up. And I miss pneumatic tubes.
Put the paycheck in the pneumatic tube.
Yeah.
And would take a left at Albuquerque and never be seen again.
Boom. Yep. There it goes. There it goes.
So now a Twitter user has even said they spotted Keanu at a Whole Foods while the event was going on. So,
okay, so there's your proof.
There's the proof
and
the
obviously
pudding.
That you're shopping at the wrong Whole Foods because you've never seen Keanu.
Well,
obviously
I guess that
one.
Would mean I need to shop at a Whole Foods to possibly see Keanu.
You know who does shop at Whole Foods? Halle Berry. Halle Berry shops at Whole Foods. I can guarantee it. Almost guarantee it. All right. So with that, we are out of here. Back again tomorrow with more frivolities. Happy Halloween.
Ooh.
And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.